القرآن 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 تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين القرآن نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
We go to the Quran Kareem. Firstly, the Hadith Sharif on the importance of the Quran Kareem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An Abi Hurayrata radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayuhibbu ahadukum idha raja'a ila ahlihi, an yajida fihi thalatha khalifatin idhamin simanin, qulna na'am, qala fathalatha ayatin يقرأ بهن أحدكم في صلاته خير له من ثلاث خليفات عظام سمان أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم asked us, does anyone of you like that when he returns home he should find three she camels pregnant and fat? We said we would love to do so. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three ayat which one of you may recite in his salah are better than the three big pregnant and fat she camels. So in the light of this hadith sharif, let us go to the Quran Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 236 and 237. Thereafter we follow its tafsir.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
لا جناح عليكم إن طلقتم النساء ما لم تمسوهن أو تفرضوا لهن فريضة ومتعوهن على الموسع قدره وعلى المقتر قدره متاعا بالمعروف حقا على المحسنين وإن طلقتموهن من قبل أن تمسوهن وقد فرضتم لهن فريضة فنصف ما فرضتم إلا أن يعفون أو يعفو الذي بيده عقدة النكاح وأن تعفوا أقرب للتقوى ولا تنسوا الفضل بينكم إن الله بما تعملون بصير
صدق الله العظيم
صدق الله العظيم سورة البقرة reveal in مدينة المنورة. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in verse 236, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, La junaha alaykum in talaqtumun nisaa ma lam tamassuhunna aw tafridu lahunna fariidha wamatti'uhunna 'alal mousi' qadaruhu wa 'alal muqtir qadaruhu mata'an bil ma'ruf haqqan 'alal muhsinin. It is no sin on you if you divorce women while yet you have not touched them or fixed a dowry for them. Provide for them the rich according to his means and the poor according to his means. A fair provision which is a bounden duty for those who do good.
وَإِن طَلَّقْتُمُوهُنَّ مِن قَبْلِ أَن تَمَسُّوهُنَّ وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً فَنِصْفُ مَا فَرَضْتُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يَعْفُونَ أَوْ يَعْفُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ وَأَنْ تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَنْسَوُا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
If you divorce them before touching them and you have stipulated the dowry, then half of it shall be due, unless the woman or those possessing the tie of marriage forego it. To forego is nearer to piety. And forget not kindness among yourself, verily Allah sees all that you do. Now, ya jama'atul muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of one aspect, and that is the laws of dowry, and that of giving something to that woman who he has divorced. Now, the first law, it's stated in this particular verse, is that the person who does not consummate the marriage, nor stipulates any dowry, will owe the wife nothing when divorcing her. However, as a token of goodwill, he should give her what is then known in a manner that this may take the form of a set of clothing consisting of three pieces. One is a scarf, second is an upper garment, and third is the garment that covers the entire body from head to feet. Although this is not a must, but in form, as a form of a token of goodwill, he can do this and give it to her. And then the qualities of these garments should be in accordance with the man's financial welfare, as implied by this particular verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, regarding that وَمَتِعُهُنَّ عَلَى الْمُوسِعِ قَدَرُهُ قَدَرُهُ وَعَلَى الْمُقَتِّرِ قَدَرُهُ. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is according to the means of the person. When Allah says that the rich according to his means and the poor according to his means, a fair provision which is abundant duty for those who do good. So Allah says, مَتَاعًا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Then furthermore, Jama'at Muslimin, since every Muslim possesses the inherent quality to do good, this verse serves to inform us that this behavior is not compulsory on an open sinner. And then furthermore, it is also learned from this particular verse that it is permissible to marry without prior stipulation of the dowry. And if this took place and she was divorced or he passed away after consummation, then she will receive the standard dowry received by other women of her family. And if there was no consummation, but the dowry was stipulated, she is then entitled to half the agreed amount. And of course, it will be fine if she waives the entire amount or he gives the full sum, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here states in this particular verse, that unless the women who those possessing the tie of marriage forego it, and to forego is near to piety, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, that وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُهُنَّ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَمَسُّوهُنَّ وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً فَنِصْفُ مَا فَرَضْتُمْ إِلَّا أَن يَعْفُونَ أَوْ يَعْفُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ وَأَن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, to forgo is near to piety. Now the one possessing the tie of marriage refers here to the husband. If the dowry was specified and the marriage consummated, Jama'at al-Muslimin, the full sum will be due from the husband in foregoing one's right for the benefit of another lies immense rewards. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and forget not kindness amongst yourself. And Allah says, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Firstly, Allah says, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ, and forget not kindness amongst yourself. People should continue dealing justly with each other and forget the past differences. Let's forget the past differences. Look for a way forward. As Jama'at Muslimin, we don't have that guarantee for how long we still going to live. And still we have these differences. What are we going to present in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Then finally, towards the end of this verse, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ, that verily Allah knows all that you do. This very same reminder recurs on numerous occasions, so that it is ever present in the mind. Allah always reminds that I am there. I still see as to what you do. So Allah reminds us all the time so this can remain in our mind. And this will ensure that all actions are carried out properly and neither Allah's rights nor those of men are neglected. And this is where a person will have the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He will not let go other people's rights. Is because he has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Jama'atul Muslimin, we can hide away from mankind, we can do things behind human beings, we can do things behind people, but wallahu al-azim, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is watching us all the time. So how can we do things which then breaks the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide us all. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh.